NASA calls particles in space. You call it the heavens, which even sounds even more glorious. Stardust. And since I've been a kid, I've always heard of, you know, stardust twinkles, you know, gives you the wishes you want. What's your take on what NASA calls stardust?
Well, what NASA calls stardust are these pristine crystals that have emanated, they believe, from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. In the 1980s, an astronomer, Dr. Dan Brownlee, had just an absolute epiphany of, in thought of creating a spacecraft that could go and study a comet and collect the first samples of deep space particles and bring them back to Earth and study them. And so in 1980, he began working on this dream with his partner, Peter Sue, at NASA, who works at JPL, the Jet Propulsion Lab. And they created a means where they can collect this material in its most pristine form. And they'll be bringing that back to Earth. This project was launched in 1999, and January 15, 2006 is when the Stardust spacecraft will drop an Apollo-shaped capsule into the Utah testing range, the Air Force testing range, and we will have the first pristine samples from deep space ever to come to Earth.
That's something. Now, can you see it, do you think, with the naked eye? Can you see it with a microscope, or do you need something even more powerful?
No, the stardust itself?
Yes.
Yeah, no, they'll be using, they'll be talking about very, very tiny, tiny levels. And
almost nano size?
Not quite nano size, but definitely getting down there. And, you know, the interesting thing about this is that these pristine samples, they think, are the actual building blocks of our solar system when it formed over almost 5 billion years ago. And this is why they think it's going to answer questions about the origins of life. Now, you know, I started paying attention to this when our friend Lawrence Gardner was talking about it, because he has linked these stardust particles with what the ancients called manna from heaven. I mean, there's no question that these particles are made of carbon, they're made of iron, many of the elements on the periodic table, including gold, uranium, but it's also possible that they could be these monoatomic elements that that Lawrence and others have been speaking of too. And so, I mean, what we're anticipating here is tremendous new knowledge about not only where we came from, but potentially where we're going here in the coming years, because one of the key aspects of this mission will be to discover if the particle count is increasing.
If it's increasing, what does that mean? What does that tell us?
Well, what we're looking at here is this possibility that from the center of our Milky Way galaxy is coming what is called a galactic wind, a super wind, that blows these cosmic dust particles to Earth. And if these particles are increasing, it could indicate that the reason why our sun is heating up, the reason why we have an increase in solar flares, is because this galactic wind coming from the center of the galaxy is the cause.
Is it possible the stardust could be dangerous to us?
Well, we don't know for sure. I mean, that is definitely a possibility. I talked with another Coast guest, Jay Widener, about
sure.
this. And his comment was that, without a doubt, these cosmic elements change biological systems, and they may be the cause of sudden evolutionary changes in the species on our planet, including us. It's also possible that this could trigger a cataclysmic event as well, that an increase in these particles could be an indicator that one of these galactic superwaves is headed our way. And according to Dr. Paul LaViolette and others, as we have talked before, suggests that this may have been the cause of the demise of Atlantis. So we're kind of on the edge of our seats here, in the sense that we have tremendous new knowledge coming, but we're not exactly sure what the message is going to be.
It could be like an early warning system.
It could be an early warning system. But it also is, you know, definitely putting us on the path to gaining knowledge about who we are. You know, as the Joni Mitchell song says, we are stardust. And what this is going to be describing is or what it's going to enlighten us about is where, what is the stuff that we are made of.
On the other hand, William, what happens if you took a pinch of stardust and kind of swallowed it? I wonder what that would do to us. I wonder if that would make us more, into the higher realm of consciousness. Who knows?
Right, exactly. But that is definitely a possibility, because just the presence of this stuff in our planisphere, on our planet, will have a dramatic impact on our consciousness.